eminently successful in his work as a CPA with an international accounting firm and having an outstanding salary and track record, my friend has always made the grade, and then some, through college and right on into business. They are a marvelous Christian family. But suddenly, boom, the stress factor soared. A Psalm for the Stressed. Psalm 46 was born in the context of severe stress. It's a balm for the stress-ridden. Martin Luther, who was under continual stress and even satanic opposition, in studying Psalm 46 saw that God is our refuge and strength, and a very present help in trouble. As a result, he wrote the hymn, "A Mighty Fortress is Our God, a Bulwark Never Failing." It was drawn from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations made an uproar, the kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has wrought desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Psalm 46. For me, the theme is in the first verse. If I could put it in a modern paraphrase, the words would read like this. God is in our instant help when we are in a tight squeeze. That's what it says. The word trouble in the Hebrew means to be restricted, to be tied up in a narrow, cramped place. There's an old Deep South expression, between a rock and a hard place. You've heard it. You've probably used it. That's exactly the spot the psalmist was in when he wrote Psalm 46. Between a rock and a hard place means I'm being pressed. I'm being squeezed in. Stress is doing a number on me. Do you sense it too? The psalmist's message to us at those times is that God is a refuge and a strength. That's the theme. When you're pressed, when you're under stress, when you're pushed down and your weakness is displayed, God is building a tent of refuge. He's protecting you. He's surrounding you with his custodial care and strength. Let's look at the overall view of the psalm. Three situations are revealed, and all three are extremely relevant to us. The first is what I would call upheaval in nature. When a natural phenomenon occurs that is threatening, it brings stress. And what is the reaction? Verse 2 says, let's make it personal, I will not fear. The stress is an upheaval in nature, but the reaction is, I'll stand fast. The second is a civil disturbance. The city is under attack. And the reaction? God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. The third situation is what I call post-battle fatigue. You will see the reaction in verse 10. Cease striving and know that I am God. So I will not strive. There are natural phenomena that occur, bringing fear and threat. I will not fear. There is a city under attack. I will not be moved. There is a time following those awful experiences when fatigue or depression sets in. I will not strive. Why? Because God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Conquering fear. Let's take a closer look at these stress situations. Natural phenomena. We will not fear though the earth should change and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea. Does that sound familiar to Californians? Though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. We who live in the western United States know what it is to experience mudslides when the rain won't stop, or to feel the tremor of the earth when the San Andreas Fault sort of nods in our direction and grimly says, "Remember, life is transitory." Or how about when the hills dry out and the fires sweep in? I was talking recently to several acquaintances from Santa Barbara who were preserved from a devastating fire. They told the most incredible stories. These fires can sweep down through a canyon at 30, 40, up to 50 miles an hour. One family had a swimming pool and their girls were in swimming. They saw the fire coming over the canyon. Almost before they could grab their towels and run, the fire was upon them from the mouth of the canyon.